gunsmith at myfavoritegunsmith.com. That's 970-776-0258.
You're listening to The Present Truth, sponsored by Pure Blood Mike.
And good afternoon. Welcome to The Present Truth. I'm your host, Rick Rodriguez. Before I begin, I just want to thank those who support financially The Present Truth. I appreciate the support for this program and for the Sunday program, too. All those that support the Olive Tree and Lampstand Ministry. Thank you very much. I'm going to start with an article. Over the weekend, well, at the end of the week, we have our old friend, Dr. Kissinger. And I don't know what's happening in that world with these elites. Definitely, there is, I would have to say, a kingdom divided against itself cannot stand. And that kingdom is dividing. You have a George Soros program. And you have the Henry Kissinger program from years and years ago into the 60s, 70s. And there is a conflict with the New World Order. In that system, there is a conflict. And the Bible says in the book of Daniel that there would be division. Christ even said that a kingdom divided against itself cannot stand. If Satan be divided against Satan, how can his kingdom stand? And a house divided against itself cannot stand. There is a friction in the Democrat Party. There's friction in the Republican Party. There's just friction everywhere. But Henry Kissinger, let's see what Henry had to say over at the end of the week. He warned the Western colonial leaders, or the Western world, the Western nations, America, Europe, Western Europe. The question will not be how to end war in Ukraine. At its end, a place has to be found for Ukraine. A place has to be found for Russia. If we don't want Russia to become an outpost of China in Europe, and Russia is beginning to be an outpost in Asia, Central Asia. All of, presently, Russia's income is coming in through exporting oil and gas, energy to China, rather than exporting to Europe because of the American policies and the stronghold stiff-arming of the United States, stiff-arming the European countries. The European countries are in a world of hurt. Not just because they're being stiff-armed and it's painful, but because the energy is so expensive, it's destroying their economies. And this is not an accidental. This is a pre-planned. This is a strategy. Who would put together this kind of a strategy? Well, Pilgrim Society out of Europe, out of England, London, and out of New York City. New York City Pilgrim Society is handling the United States of America, Canada, Mexico, South America. London is taking care of all of Europe. and the two jointly are at war, really in a sense, strategies against Russia and China and the nations that will not go along with or are trying to escape the petrodollar control network. And Kissinger went on to say that the United States is infinitely more polarized today than during the Vietnam War. Boy, is that a true statement. And then he made it, there was a warning, a grave warning to this country. I'm quoting him. We'll go to the commercial in a second, but I'll begin. Quoting Henry, "The national interest was once a meaningful term. It was not in itself a subject of debate. That has ended. The unstated but very real debate in America right now is about whether the basic values of America have been valid. Unless the basic values of the progressive left are overturned and the principles of their execution altered, we have no moral right even to carry out our own domestic policy, much less our foreign policy." So Kissinger, this is mystifying to me because he has been a member of Pilgrim Society with the Rockefellers going way back. And here he's saying that the progressive left, unless these values of the left are overturned and the principles of their execution altered, then we have no moral right even to carry out our own domestic policy, much less our foreign policy. And this is a shot over the bow toward George Soros and his political network here in the United States of America, the George Soros political leftist objectives. This is really interesting. To me it is, because I see you have conflict in the system, and a house divided against itself cannot stand. So Kissinger, for him to state this, that the values of the progressive left, unless they're overturned, then he goes on in the next statement. "It is not common, not a common view yet, but it is sufficiently virulent to drive everything else in its direction to prevent unifying policies." We'll be back in a few minutes. The Present Truth, Rick Rodriguez, 1360KHNC.com for podcasts. We'll be right back.
Do you want amazing Greek food with a great atmosphere and customer service? Well, Cafe Athens has got your back. Call them at 970-619-8467. Carrie and his team are great supporters of our station, so give them a try right away. They have everything from gourmet burgers, gyros, and overall quality Greek food. Located at the Promenade Shops at Centerra in Loveland. Again, call 970-629-8467. The best traditional Greek food in Northern Colorado.
It is not because men have made laws that life, liberty, and property exist. On the contrary, it is because life, liberty, and property existed beforehand that men made laws in the first place. What then is law? It is the collective organization of the individual right to lawful defense and punishing injustice. Frederick Bastiat, The Law.
Power surges and lightning bolts can cause damage to your electronic devices. A EMP attack can fry everything, leaving everyone looking like the Flintstones. But don't let that happen. Go to EMPShield.com and enter KHNC in the promo code box. EMP Shield can keep you secure and running when no one else can. American-made electronic protection. Again, put KHNC in the promo box. EMPShield.com.
Did the fire marshal take one look down your driveway and say, my guys aren't going down there? Or are there parts of it that just need a little more sun? Then call Affordable Tree at 970-568-6898. We can climb, cut, or trim your problems away. Specializing in defensive space, upper and lower fire mitigation, forest health, plus we can save freshly hit beetle trees. So call us at 568-6898. That's 568-6898.
Okay, so the progressive left, these values, who, and according to Henry, the views of the progressive left are held by a large group of intellectual community, and he says probably dominating all universities and many media. I say, and we probably in this audience, we realize that the progressive left, definitely the Democrat Party, the intellectual community, and not probably, but basically the top 10 universities in this country hold these views. Also, most of the mainstream media. And he states, if these unbridgeable divisions aren't dealt with by an external shock or an external enemy, either the society collapses and is no longer capable of carrying out its missions under the leadership, or it transcends them. So he's basically stating that there has to be something that will occur externally to rectify this problem. Well, then there's a United States Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin. He was at the Shangri-La dialogue in Singapore last Friday, and he stated this: "We see the dangers of disorder. Let's use this moment to come together in purpose. Let's use this moment to strengthen the rules-based international order." I'll talk about the rules-based international order. It is the rules-based hegemonic principles, objectives of empire. Then he says, and let's use this moment to think about the future that we all want. And with that, I'm going to say this. America, what happens in this country, if we get a nosebleed as a nation, the rest of the nations end up in urgent care. Continuing, let's use this moment to think about the future we all want, meaning what he wants, what the globalists want. That's really why I'm here today. The United States stands firmly beside our partners to ensure that we continue moving forward that shared vision, and we will continue to do our part to strengthen security in the Indo-Pacific. More members of the United States military are stationed there than in any other part of the world, more than a third of a million of our servicemen and women. And that was responded to immediately by the Chinese Defense Minister, Wei Feng, telling Austin, "We request the United States side to stop smearing and containing China. Stop interfering in China's internal affairs. If you want confrontation, we will fight to the end." Well, I guess kind of nations are in a state of ready to tangle. Then the United States and China, they issued threats of war against each other at that Shangri-La dialogue, and they were pointing toward Kissinger's warning to transcend the crisis before the American society collapses. And the report concludes that in New Zealand, there was a CEO tech. His name is Kim.com. Interesting. And he did the math on the United States economy and our monetary system. And I'm going to just briefly state what he said. The United States spending and debt have spiraled out of control, and the government can only raise money it needs by printing more of it. True. Hyperinflation is guaranteed. True. Going on for this has been going on for decades, and he states, there is no way to fix it. The U.S. got away with this for so long because the U.S. dollar is the world's reserve currency. When the United States government prints trillions, it is thereby robbing Americans and the entire world in what it calls the biggest theft, in what he called the biggest theft in history. And this is absolutely what the prophets in the Old Testament, in the writings pre-Christ, in the Bible and the Torah, stated, that there would be at the end of the world a theft of the finances of the people internationally. And this is occurring. Who's the one that is stealing, that is at the center of this theft? It's not the European nations. It's not the Rothschild family anymore. It's the Rockefeller-owned empire, the United States of America. He went on to say that America's total debt is $259 trillion. Our wealth of this country, if you sell every piece of property, you take all, you just take the worth of everything, it's $193 trillion. Now, he didn't take into account the money that is being made through drugs, slave abduction, child trafficking, any of that. But he says it still leaves a negative $66 trillion of debt and liabilities. Even if the U.S. could sell all assets at the current value, which would be impossible, America still goes broke. Then he says, and you got to be careful. You better be careful what you say in secret. But he went on to say this. This is where the Great Reset comes in. This is the purpose for the Great Reset. It is a controlled demolition of the global markets, economies, and the world as we know it. A shift into a new dystopian future where the elites are the masters of the slaves without the cosmetics of democracy. To me, this democracy that we have in this country is going to go bye-bye. Presently, we are free to a very, very small degree, minute degree, to change things. All we are doing with each campaign is we are just getting bigger band-aids. We are just filling in bigger hemorrhages. The whole body, this country, is hemorrhaging from every orifice. What are we hemorrhaging? Well, not just economically, finances, but we're hemorrhaging our freedoms, hemorrhaging freedom of speech, all of the things that we're fighting for, the patriots who have patriots and the conservatives of this country who have a sense of reality are the ones placing the bandages on everything that is bleeding, while the other side, and we are divided, there are two sides, we put on bandages, they tear bandages off. and then they provoke and make the problem bigger. This is the purpose of Joe Biden, the imposter. This is the globalist plan using Joe Biden to continue to cause division, racial problems, economic problems, confiscate your rights, weapons, that you won't get a fair hearing if you end up in court. The country is divided. We are the people. We the people. The other side are not we the people. The other side are the enemies of we the people. The Great Reset. It is a controlled demolition of the global markets, economies, and the world as we know it. A shift into a new dystopian future where the elites are masters of the slaves without the cosmetics of democracy. Then another article out of the American Journal, Harrison Smith. And what's the end game to all of this? Well, here's what Harrison Smith says. It's a pyramid scheme. The people perpetrating the pyramid scheme are in charge of everything. They're going to sacrifice humanity in order to maintain their system. And this is true. The system, what system am I talking about referring to? Continuity of government. You know, we know about these agencies, but we don't really get to look deeply into what they are there for. Continuity of government. Continuity of government was engaged full speed, or was engaged into sixth gear, and the objective, make sure Donald Trump does not return to the Oval Office. Continuity of government. And all the different aspects, segments, agencies involved in continuity of government, senior executive service, all the agencies, in the intelligence agencies, the media, the political party, the Democrats, the everything was engaged to make sure they could not allow him. Number one, they did not want Donald Trump to even take his first the seat in the presidency in the first administration, let alone take it a second time. If he would have been in and allowed to take that position as president, I promise you this new world order, for the most part, would, I'm not going to say it would be over, but they would be definitely in a world of hurt. So, the world economy is being collapsed, the food supply system being destroyed, the energy that we rely on to maintain civilization is being curtailed and eliminated, and will be forced into the Great Reset, where we will own nothing. So I had to go over this. This was out of What Does It Mean? It was yesterday's article, whatdoesitmean.com. It was a Henry Kissinger at the end of the week. Now, today, in Europe, the European Parliament, a guy's name is Radoslav Sikorski, he proclaimed, "The West has the right to give Ukraine nuclear warheads so it can protect its independence." Oh, that's really what we want to do with Vladimir Zelensky, a cocaine addict. The guy, he loves to snort like crazy. He can snort more than a bull can in one sitting. Zelensky, give him nuclear weapons. And then the United States, once he has them, the United States will definitely give him the instructions to push the red button. Rick Rodriguez, The Present Truth, will be back in a few minutes. Everything that happens in secret must be brought out into the open. The people of the world need to know the truth about what is happening in this world. We'll be back in a few minutes. 1360KHSC.com for podcasts.
Do you hate Disney as much as I do? Don't be a wokey. Listen to 1360KHNC or go to 1360KHNC.com.
Is your fireplace not running right? Do you need maintenance or a fresh new look? I'm Keith, owner and service technician.
And I'm Amy, scheduler for Abundant Flame Fireplace and Mechanical, servicing Northern Colorado.
We service all brands of gas fireplaces, freestanding and built-in, pellet stoves, and fire pits.
Call Abundant Flame Fireplace and Mechanical at 970-966-0217. Again, 970-966-0217. Or visit us on the web at abundant-flame.com.
Most people think they can't afford to invest in gold and silver. But at the Patriot Trading Group, we believe that everyone should have the opportunity to own hard assets. That's why we created our Preferred Metals Program. You can get started for as little as $100 a month. Go to allamericangold.com and click on our Preferred Metals icon to learn how you can get started today. Or call us at 800-951-0592, the Patriot Trading Group, allamericangold.com.
Tehi Boutique Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit TehiboTeaClub.com. Tehibo is spelled T like Tom, A-H-E-E-B like boy, O, then continue with the word tea and then the word club. The complete website is TehiboTeaClub.com or call us at 818-610-8088, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-610-8088, TehiboTeaClub.com.
As the economy collapses, are you prepared to provide even basic essentials for your family? I teach urban survival training course that arms you with hundreds of skills and hacks to keep you and yours going when everyone else gives up. Food and water are only the beginning. Call the station at 970-587-5003. Again, 970-587-5003 and ask for the Rev.
You are listening to KHNC, the Roar of the Rockies.
You're listening to The Present Truth, sponsored by Pure Blood Mike.
Okay, I left that last segment talking about Volodymyr Zelensky. I'm of the opinion that he had a trauma in his childhood. There was something traumatic in his early years. And, you know, I think, in my opinion, Boris Johnson of England, and who was the one years ago, back in the 2011, from Europe, what was his name? He and his wife, I'll think of his name, the Prime Minister of England. Traumatic childhood, trauma. Also, I think Joe, had some type of trauma in his early years. His son, definitely, and his daughter, definitely. There's been some type of severe trauma. And am I of the opinion that there was trauma in Donald Trump's childhood? Other than maybe being forced to study a lot, no. And how about Vladimir Putin? No, I don't think so. But there are others that I believe there has been a lot of trauma. Like Barry Satoru, I'm sure that there was trauma in his early years. And there are so many of the leaders of the world that have had extreme trauma of some kind when they were young. They're brilliant. But one thing is, when you take, let's say, somebody of average IQ and you torture them and you severe torture, their IQ goes up because, like Pavlov's dog, they use that example, that same kind of shock therapy, different things like that, and they teach them not to make mistakes and to be obedient, and if not, they suffer some severe consequences. So they adapt quickly, and their IQ goes up. They remember. They have ways to, they get photographic memory. You can take somebody that does not have photographic memory and torture them for about, let's say, 6 weeks. They will have photographic memory, many of them. Kathy O'Brien, I think it was Kathy O'Brien who was the mule, Henry Kissinger's human tape recorder. She remembered every conversation, every person, every word when he would take her with him. She was his aide. So I want to just, in my opinion, Zelensky, there was a rough childhood for that boy. And he's in a perfect position. And he was the person of choice, the individual of choice for the to be president of Ukraine. And who made that decision? I will say that indirectly, in my opinion, Pilgrim Society out of London, working with Pilgrim Society out of New York City. Now, going back to Radoslav Sikorsky wanting to he feels that nuclear warheads would be able to protect Ukraine's independence. And out of Russia, you had a guy, Vyacheslav Volodin. He said Sikorsky should be examined by a psychiatrist. He is instigating a nuclear conflict in the center of Europe. He does not think about the future of either Ukraine or Poland. If his proposals materialize, these countries will disappear together with the whole of Europe. What has begun in Ukraine, in Eastern Europe, this is not going to be resolved. This is going to further, there's going to be further conflict in the months, a half a year and a years to come, because the polarization of the nations that will be loyal to empire, and they will be paid handsomely, and those who are loyal to and not wanting to continue under the control of empire, those who are beginning to break ranks and side with Vladimir Putin. You have a polarization not only in America, but in that area, in Central and Eastern Europe. And who's going to suffer for that? Western Europe. Because it's going to continue to cut off the supply of energy to those Western European nations. So then, out of Stockholm, the International Peace Research Institute, they stated that the world's nuclear arsenal is expected to increase in the coming years for the first time since the Cold War, since the end of the Cold War. Russia has the world's biggest nuclear arsenal with a total of 5,977 warheads known, which is 550 more than the United States. But the two countries jointly possess more than 90% of the world's warheads. Just recently, China has been in the middle of an expansion, and they've added another 300 new missile sites to their arsenal. So what did the book of Joel say at the end of the world? The nations, they won't spend money to buy food. They will spend their economies to build weapons for war. And we're watching it. This is not in the future. This isn't a decade or two out or three out. No. This will escalate in these next 9 and 10 years. The escalation of industry to produce weapons for battle. And then Putin, he warned back in 2017, we're going to jump from nuclear weapons, let's jump to AI, artificial intelligence. You see, without artificial intelligence, why is this important? Because you can't have the prophecy in Revelation chapter 13 fulfilled. And what does chapter 13 talk about? Talks about Barry Satoru and Bill Gates of Hell. In my opinion, in my estimation, in my observation, I think that the coming beast with the false prophet are alive and well and in positions to fulfill prophecy in Revelation chapter 13. And there's a first beast and a second beast. And without artificial intelligence, at the end of the chapter, they cannot, the people of the world will not be able to have a mark or worship the beast or take the number of his name. You have to have that technology and AI. We'll be back, Rick Rodriguez.
Did you get some mud on your pants?
Did you get a little spaghetti sauce on your shirt?
Did you get shed on by your dog?
I had on clean underwear. Clean underwear. Yeah, my mama.
Well, if so, call New Method Cleaners, Northern Colorado's oldest dry cleaners. Located in Severance and Fort Collins, you can reach them at 970-775-0623. That's 970-775-0623.
Wagner Electric has the generator to meet your needs. Call now for a free estimate, 970-800-3693. We have everything from standalone generators to portable generators in stock. There is also financing available. We also have an outstanding service department that will offer anything from wiring a pole barn to wiring in new smart switches to create a smart home, as well as electrical inspections. Please call us at 970-800-3693 or visit us at our website at WagnerElectricCO.com. We are located at 1517 2nd Avenue in Greeley. Wagner Electric sets the standards.
No people will tamely surrender their liberties, nor can any be easily subdued when knowledge is diffused and virtue is preserved. On the contrary, when people are universally ignorant and debauched in their manners, they will sink under their own weight without the aid of foreign invaders. Samuel Adams.
Okay, and as I finish that last segment, I just wanted to say that, you know, Empire, at the end of the world, will own InfoSpace. And what empire, what nation is really responsible for controlling digital space? The zeros and the ones. Well, Empire. And I don't want to shock you. I just want to present something to you that you might want to consider. And who was one of the individuals that was very involved in the ones and zeros in the digital world? Bill Gates of hell. And with the AI intelligence that we are presently in, it's not coming in the future, it is now, but it will continue to become more sophisticated as we go forward, as we move into the future. So Putin stated that artificial intelligence is the future, not only for Russia, but for all of mankind, all of humankind. It comes with a colossal opportunity, but also threats that are difficult to predict. Whoever becomes the leader of this sphere will become the ruler of the world. And what does Revelation 13 say? Who is going to be the ruler of the zeros and the ones? Antichrist. And as I present to this audience, because I can tell you what I'm going to tell you 5 years from now, but it's going to be too late. You need to know now what's going to happen in 5 years. The ruler of the zeros and the ones and the digital systems is going to be the coming Antichrist and his partner, the false prophet. And the false prophet, according to Revelation 13, has to be very familiar with the zeros and the ones. He has to have the ability and the access to all of the continuity of government that watches and runs and computes and does everything with the zeros and the ones. Now I'm going to read from nextgov.com. CIA awards a secret multi-billion-dollar cloud contract. This was about this was in November 20th, 2020. Again, nextgov.com. The Central Intelligence Agency has awarded a long-awaited commercial cloud enterprise, or C2E, contract to five companies: Amazon Web Services, Microsoft, Google, Oracle, and IBM. So the coming false prophet is going to have a way to be partner with these agencies: Amazon Web Services, Microsoft, Google, Oracle, IBM. Who in that world has more access to these companies than Bill Gates of hell? I'm just presenting it to you. Continue with the article. Under the C2E contract vehicle, the companies will compete for special task orders issued by the CIA on behalf of itself and the other 16 agencies that comprise the intelligence community. This is who took Donald Trump out of position. Continuity of government. C2E represents the CIA's next step in cloud computing. So who is controlling the zeros and the ones internationally? Empire. Having awarded an existing contract, dubbed C2S, to Amazon Web Services in 2013 to provide a variety of cloud computing services for the CIA and the intelligence agencies, including the National Security Agency and the FBI. And who was working together in the election, the first election of Donald Trump? Continuing with the article. Again, this article is CIA awards secret multi-billion-dollar cloud contract. Nextgov.com, November 20, 2022. Continuing. The multi-award approach opened the doors for the cloud service providers like Google, Microsoft, Oracle, IBM to join AWS, which was the Amazon Web Services, in serving intelligence awards, which holds the C2S contract through 2023. It remains the only cloud service provider to provide cloud capabilities for workloads at all classification levels, including those classified as top secret. Microsoft is the competitor closest to attaining authorization to host top secret data. Who has access still to this very day to everything that happens at Microsoft? I can tell you this in 5 years from now, that many of you aren't going to be here. You need to know presently what is going to happen to a year, two, three, four, 5 years out. Forget about 10 years out. None of us, no one here is going to be, for the most part, probably alive. Many of those who are believers, you'll be with Christ in his millennial kingdom or in his eternity. The rest, you have to think about where you're going to be in eternity. Life is short. I'm going to continue. We appreciate that the government has chosen Microsoft and are eager to serve as the integral partner in supporting its overall mission, a Microsoft spokesman told NextGov in a statement. Quoting again, we look forward to providing the intelligence community with latest, unique, and differentiated Azure cloud and productivity capabilities. Okay, that was Microsoft. Now let's see what it says about IBM. IBM says it is proud to further its collaboration with the U.S. federal government. I'm going to just interject this, which helped the United States government and the Allies in World War II give punch cards to the Germans to document and to round up all the Jews of that area in Germany and parts of Europe. That IBM. It says, this strategic award, we thank you to give us the opportunity with this strategic award to provide the U.S. intelligence community with IBM's hybrid cloud flexibility and sophisticated security features. We'll be back and finish out the program. Rick Rodriguez, The Present Truth, 1360KHNC.com for podcast.
1360KHNC is proud to announce our partnership with MyKind CBD, a local Colorado-based company that uses no pesticides, no herbicides, completely organic, no heavy metals. All their products are CAO certified. That's right, independently lab certified. Our prices are the best in the country. Go out to 1360KHNC.com and hit the shopping cart button and make your purchase today.
Hi, this is Mike Morris, owner of Warriors Revolution Tactical in Longmont. At Warriors Revolution, we have the largest selection of tactical gear and ammo in Northern Colorado. But what many people may not know is that we now sell firearms. And even despite the recent run on firearms and ammunition, we have plenty of product in the store, including ARs, AKs, Glocks, SIGs, HK, and more. And don't forget all the bulk ammunition at the best prices in town. Need to do a private firearms transfer? We can do that too. I am a veteran of the United States Marine Corps, and our team is made up of veterans and security experts, not a bunch of salesmen. Our team is trained and fought with much of the actual equipment we sell. And one thing you should know is that we support the foundations and principles this great country was founded upon. So if you need tactical gear, ammo, firearms, AR parts or upgrades, and even survival accessories, stop by and visit us on Ken Pratt Boulevard and Bowen Street in Longmont, or visit warriorsrevolution.com. That's warriorsrevolution.com.
Always look on the bright side of death. Just before you draw your terminal breath. Life's a piece of when you look at it. Life's a laugh and death's a joke, it's true. You'll see it's all a show. Keep on laughing as you go. Just remember that the last laugh is on you. Always look on the bright side of life.
And as we finish out, I'm going to continue with this, I forgot what I should call it. NextGov.com CIA Awards Secret Multi-Billion Dollar Cloud Contract. These are the companies that have been awarded that contract out of this article. Next, Microsoft, again, IBM, proud to further its collaboration with the U.S. federal government with this strategic award to provide the U.S. intelligence community with IBM's hybrid cloud flexibility and sophisticated security features to support mission-critical workloads. Then you have Oracle. Oracle is privileged to continue and expand its support with the U.S. intelligence community and pleased to be trusted as an enterprise cloud service provider to the U.S. intelligence community, an Oracle spokesperson said in a statement. Then thirdly, Google. We're proud to have been named a vendor for the Commercial Cloud Enterprise contract, C2E, in its multi-cloud, ensuring that the agencies with multi-cloud, ensuring that the agencies aren't locked into any single vendor. So we continue, we are committed to serving public sector organizations of all sizes. This award builds on a recent federal momentum for Google Cloud with NOAA, the U.S. Department of Energy, Defense Innovation Unit, U.S. Navy, U.S. Patent and Trademark Office, and U.S. Small Business Administration, and more. Now, Google, I'll say this. If I had a little more time, I'd get into it, but I don't have the time. Google, Boulder, Colorado, tied into National Oceanic Atmospheric Headquarters on the top of the mountain above the Table Mesa, where the assassination and murder and sacrifice took place last year. And it would be Google tied into the systems, if I remember what my research has been showing me, tied into the Weather Warfare 2025 weather warfare program, where the United States will use that weapon on the nations of the world that will not go along with the two individuals in Revelation chapter 13, the Antichrist and the false prophet. And it's not accidental that Google has a main system in Boulder, Colorado, tied into the university, tied into CSU. You can go on the internet, you can search. You won't get anything, you won't find anything on the Google search. Forget about it. Google's not going to tell you what they're doing in Boulder, Colorado, tied into CU, Boulder, CSU, and other universities throughout the area. California, you won't find it on Google search. You have to find it on alternative search engines. DuckDuckGo, StartPage, what's the other ones? Oh, there's so many others. But anyhow, Google Cloud with National Oceanic Atmospheric Administration and also with National Oceanic Atmospheric Headquarters in Boulder, Colorado. All of great evil that will come out of this great state of Colorado and the destruction of millions and millions of people, the deaths, the hardships to come in the future. This is the purpose for the United States government putting the second, you might say, the U.S. government two in Denver at the Federal Center. You have, if something should happen to Washington, D.C., well, continuity of government, everything will be placed and everything is already in place here in Colorado. Don't look on Google search. You won't find it. Go to alternative websites and then you can look and see what is really taking place. Rick Rodriguez, tomorrow, 1360KHC.com. Join me on Sundays again, 9 to noon, for Olive Tree and Lampstand Ministry Radio Church program. I'll see you tomorrow, 2 o'clock. I'm having anxiety already.
At Life Choices, we are helping women and men choose life and create stable futures for their children. You can help avoid the loss of another life by going to lifechoices.org or call 303-651-2050, extension 116, and donate. Make a difference and be a part of God's work by creating a better future for kids and families. lifechoices.org or 303-651-2050, extension 116.
This is Crystal with Cruise Planners. We're a full-service travel agency located in Johnstown, Colorado. Give us a call at 970-578-9779 or visit our website at milehighcruiseplanners.com to start planning your next vacation today. By land, air, or sea, we get you there, and all you do is go enjoy. Again, that number is 970-578-9779.
You're listening to The Roar of the Rockies, KHNC, 1360 AM, Johnstown.